Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Ewan.
Hello.
Hello, Ewan, my friend. We've both been playing a little bit of The Avengers, but occasionally I keep forgetting that it even exists. And turns out a lot of other people do as well, as the player count is plummeting, especially over on PC.
Yeah, this is coming from Video Gamers Chronicle, who have cited Steam chat saying that The Avengers has dipped below 1,000 concurrent players for the second consecutive day. On Thursday, it said that when the article was published yesterday, it said it stood at 1,613. So it did peak back up, but that's still not a healthy player count to have it concurrently. And I kind of want to talk a little bit about Marvel's Avengers again, because, you know, we did all the coverage when it came out at launch, talked about our anxieties, our frustrations, our hopes and dreams and everything. we did another video the other week on how the current state is kind of just genuinely messy. And as someone who is now putting a lot of time into this game for some reason, because I just love watching the numbers go up, man. The numbers, they unlock the serotonin in my brain.
You just love the Marvels.
Exactly. As someone who has put a lot of hours into this game now with a bunch of friends who are, you know, bemoaning the lack of an overall vision for the game, as it were, I kind of want to talk about the anxieties from the community and, generally speaking, the general worry among players that this might suddenly be turning into the next Anthem, which is a title that no game wishes to have. And it's doubly frustrating because deep, hidden beneath somewhere in this game is a wonderful game. I've gotten to a point now with so many different characters where they're so highly leveled now that the combat loop is genuinely so fun to play, you know. I believe God of War's combat designer or someone was involved in the game. You can definitely feel, you know, it's so weighty playing as Thor, Captain America, Black Widow, Iron Man. When you are at that high level and juggling all these different abilities together, it is genuinely one of the best things to play. Annoyingly, it just doesn't seem as though much plan is going on. You know, we had a situation after launch where it was just bugs after bugs after bugs after bugs.
Yeah.
The campaign was borderline unplayable at parts. I mean, I think I mentioned when we talked about it at launch, I did.
Well, they
the
put
final
a patch
mission
out for like 1,000 fixes.
We've had several patches now, but I remember when I played the final mission of the campaign, you know, this big, epic, you know, awesome moment, as it were. I had characters going invisible, there's stuff going on, and it's generally just looking at Marvel's Avengers at launch, it just looks incomplete. And the way that the post game is working right now, there are still a lot of glitches. A lot of them have been addressed, but, you know, there's been talk of, you know, people losing save data progress, enemies getting stuck in walls, forcing you to restart checkpoints, and
it's kind of unacceptable.
Exactly, and there's just generally a lack of communication going on top of all sorts of different issues in terms that just go beyond glitches, like the way the post-game is set up, the rewards you get aren't worth the time you put in. So one of the things they've introduced after launch was the Mega Hives, which are these big things where you go in, and it's like heroic gauntlets. So you do one hive, but you have to do it all the way to the end with your... If one hero dies, you have to then choose a different hero who is equally a high level. So you have to grind all your characters to get up to the same level in order to do these hives. And then if you die and you don't have another hero, well, then you're screwed. But you're meant to get exotic gear, and some people are reporting that exotic gear drops just aren't happening.
Even if you get exotic gear, it's still invisible, right?
Yes, I mean, you see the benefits and stuff, but, like, it's not, it's just...
It's only numbers, yeah.
Yeah, and I say you see the benefits as well. It's the, you know, some people are saying that those exotic gear drops aren't even that much better than the already, you know, kind of relatively frequent legendaries and rares and epic gear sets and stuff. So, generally speaking, there is a lot of frustration going on here, which is compounded even further by the fact that Square Enix haven't really been talking to the community. You know, I've been going through all the Reddit and stuff and the different community pages on Twitter, and just generally a lack of communication going on right now. You know, Square Enix have promised frequent war tables, but the fact is, no one's actually heard from them since the Hawkeye announcement, where they, you know, they also teased Black Panther as well. Mm-hmm. And it's just getting a little bit disconcerting right now, because if you have a games as a service title and you've gone quiet for this long after working on, you know, doing your best to iron out the glitches and bugs that really should have been dealt with before the game came out, and you still haven't given players a solid time frame of what exactly is coming, and the only way people are learning about new information is through leaks on Twitter, it doesn't give the most amount of confidence in the product.
It's just considering where they're at right now. Like you said, if you're going to do a games as a service, it needs to have that communal aspect. It needs to be constant updates. It needs to feel like you're engaging with a platform that is constantly giving you something week to week, month to month, whatever. And they need to, you know, get the roadmap out there. I'm always going to keep going back to, I think at some point this was a single player Avengers game and Square Enix just wanted to cash in, like they did with Deus Ex. And they were just like, okay, we're going to drag this out. Take this component, take this character, take this thing and stretch it all the way out. And we'll drip feed these things across the next few months so that we can, you know, do a quote-unquote games as a service, although it wasn't, for me, it doesn't feel like it was ever planned that way from the beginning, hence the fact that it feels like two separate games stitched together, a single-player story and a multiplayer component, and the invisible gear and everything, for me, just confirms that, because they never devoted the time to the resources to make that much extra drops or whatever to be able to equip them over time. That stuff sticks out so much, but I think it's fascinating because with all games as a service stuff, when they get it wrong, it right now is the time... It's this crucial period where either it's going to become a Battlefront 2, where there's enough fan base, there's enough momentum, and they can turn it around. And Battlefront 2 is like one of the best Star Wars games of all time now, but it was horrific back at launch. Or it'll go the other way and become an Anthem, where there's just not, and it's just fundamentally off-putting, and people don't stick with it. I think because of how much you're enjoying it, there's clearly a core appeal there that wasn't there in Anthem. So yes. I think they can bring it back.
But yeah, I mean, part of that is because it's Marvel and I'm a massive dork. So like, that is one of the main reasons why I'm a big fan of it. And like, again, the combat is gratifying to play when you get to those high levels. But I did find myself when I went to log on tomorrow and do all my daily chores and challenges and whatever to unlock enough cryptocurrency that I can then eventually spend on my boy Clint Barton whenever he comes. I did just kind of look at myself and go, what am I doing? What am I doing with my time right now? Like, literally, there is nothing. I have played pretty much all the content that the game has to offer now in terms of levels, because they just repeat over and over again, but like, they're slightly more difficult and the enemy layouts are different or whatever.
The enemies are so boring, man.
Exactly. And like, I just looked at myself and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go back on Star Wars Squadrons and play some more of that, which is a great game and I'm very much enjoying that online. But yeah, I think when players begin to have that Skynet epiphany moment where they self-realize and they're just like, what is the end game here?
Yeah.
Because I mean, if I knew I had something concrete to work towards, I would invest more hours in this game, because I was like, you know what, they have a plan. We do know that more content is coming, but I cannot emphasize enough just how important communication is in this game, that for players to know that their feedback is being taken on board, that people are going to feel supported. And, you know, when these kinds of games, these games as a service titles, they live and die based on, you know, the monetizable aspects as well. If people who are actually already putting money into this game feel unheard, that is a major concern as well. So the lack of communication, again, I think is the biggest problem right now. We don't know where the game is at currently. We don't know what's to come, definitely, apart from the Hawkeye stuff. We don't know when stuff's set to drop. I think what would be best right now is if Square Enix basically douse the fires. We're like, look, we hear you. We've addressed all these glitches now. We're going to be focusing on this other content, but currently it just isn't in a great state. And for those people like myself who've been logging in near enough every day trying to get the best out of the game, hoping for something more to come, it is a little bit worrying. And I imagine for those people that have already put in, you know, twice as many hours as I have, I imagine they are out there, the feeling that it could all be for naught is pretty worrying.
That encroaching feeling of what the hell am I doing? What am I really getting out of this? Other than just sort of base appeal, like based on the world of the characters or whatever. Obviously, in this case, like you said, it's Marvel. There's so much more investment there by default. But that feeling, that encroaching, oh my God feeling was very much what Anthem turned into, where it was just like, what the hell am I even doing? And I know that there's still like, I think their player count was like 30 people or something. So there's still a little tiny fandom that are still sort of like, come on, Anthem, we could do it.
The fan.
But it's just... the Phantom diehards. But it's just, yeah, it's in such a strange place. I think that because they've got out there and said that obviously Kate Bishop's coming up, we've got Panther coming up, like there's things to look forward to. But for me, there are so many fundamental core problems with the way that game rolls its content out that just needs to be completely addressed in regards to the cosmetics, the loot system. If you're going to make a game based on drops, then you need to focus on that entirely and just say, hey, by the way, guys, we're going to overhaul this stuff. But then that fundamentally means that people that put their time to everything beforehand, what would they do? They've changed the entire scope of what the game is. So yeah, it's a bit of a mess, like the video that we did last time said. But let us know what you think down in the comments below. Have you kept up with the Avengers and how have you found it over time? What do you want to see from the future of it? And can it be saved? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
And I've been Ewan from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
On the flip side.
Hey.
Yeah.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.